Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Facebook is currently suffering the most severe outage in its history, with many of its services inaccessible to users across the world. The company has said it's trying to resolve the issue. Messenger and Instagram have also been disrupted. It's not known what's causing the problem. More from Dave Lee.
All in all, this is an enormous collapse of many, many Facebook services. And for some of those looking at this as a wide situation, they're saying this really underlines the amount of internet, if you like, that Facebook is in control of. And so when there is a problem with Facebook, that problem is pretty great. This has been a significant day for them, and it's been having a significant impact on many, many users all over the world, which is where this is affecting. It's a global problem that Facebook's had.
Reports from New York say the head of the Gambino crime family, Frank Kali, has been killed. He was shot multiple times outside his home in an affluent Staten Island neighborhood. He died of his injuries in hospital. Frank Kali, who was 53, was said to have links to the Sicilian mafia families. It's the first targeted killing of a New York mobster since 1985. International donors are gathering in Brussels for a conference on Syria, organized jointly by the United Nations and the European Union. The aim is to generate $9 billion to help Syrians uprooted by the country's long-running civil war. Imogen Folks has more details in this report.
80% of people are living in extreme poverty. Towns and cities are in ruins. Aid agencies are publicly appealing for billions of dollars to meet immediate humanitarian needs. Privately, they are frustrated that the European Union will not commit funds for reconstruction. The EU has said it wants to see a political settlement in Syria first.
The Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido has told the BBC he fears for his safety and his life in Venezuela. In an interview, he said threats had been made against him.
More than just the risk of arrest, there's the risk against our lives. The political exercise of thinking differently in Venezuela brings great risk to our liberty, and in my case, there are constant threats against me. Just recently on social media, it was said they were going to attack my home.
Mr. Guaido also said President Nicolas Maduro no longer enjoys broad support from the army. He said President Maduro relied on the elites who had millions of dollars in foreign bank accounts. That's the latest BBC News.